What up, world? This is an adventure into the downtown New York City vibe. That culture clash or melting pot of music that New York City has always been about. It's kind of like that. So here you go. Let's start it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 229. I am Chibi D, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan, and of course, we have Wombat.
How's it going?
Wombat, why were you late today?
I was late today because my train decided to hit someone on my way home.
Well, isn't it more like somebody decided to hit the train?
You see it your way, I see it mine.
I mean, somebody jumped in front of the train.
Someone jumped in front of my train. It had to stop. My wife was kind enough to come and pick me up with the baby in tow.
Did it really need to stop, though? Why does it need to stop?
I think when it hits someone, it has to stop so they could try and remove bits of human from underneath it.
Oh, it's not good for the undercarriage?
I made the mistake of walking down the steps that they took the body down on.
Oh.
And there was blood all over the steps.
That's gross.
It was super gross, and it really kind of freaked me out, if you really want to know the truth.
Wow, you're going to have nightmares, train nightmares.
I might. Oh, and I just need to apologize in advance. If you hear weird noises behind me, my wife is working behind me on her computer.
Or the ghost of the guy who jumped in front of the train.
If you hear weird clacking sounds, it's the ghost of the train guy. It's not my wife working.
Death on Long Island Road.
How often does this happen? Like, this is like the third or fourth time you told me that somebody's jumped in front of your train.
No, usually it happens to other trains. Like, it's happened a bunch of times on the railroad where, like, my train has been delayed because someone jumped in front of another train. But this is the first time I was actually on the train
happens in Tokyo all the time. People are always killing themselves here.
Yeah. Nope. It was me on that train today. And also Rob is legend. He's a CAG who writes a handful of blogs. Nice guy. He was on my train also.
There was a wombat spotting on the train?
It was.
He said, hey, you're a wombat.
No, I know him.
Oh.
Yeah.
How do you know him?
I know people. I get around. We'll talk about me getting around later, though.
What does that mean?
Like me going to events. That's me getting around. I'll talk about. I was segueing into later events on the show. Forget it.
Shipwreck.
I'm here.
Did that really count as a segue? What was that?
No, I was still trying to. We like talked so much about slang last week that I was just trying to determine if Wombat getting around was street slang for him doing something erotic.
Right.
No. It was. I meant it in a literal sense, as in I go to places.
Right. Okay.
Awkward silence.
Yeah. Did everybody have a nice Valentine's Day? Anybody do anything for Valentine's Day?
I don't think we did anything. I mean, I did get my wife some chocolate-covered strawberries.
I got a chocolate-covered cigar.
Really?
Yep.
A chocolate-covered cigar?
Well, chocolate-shaped. Okay.
I'm like, that sounds gross.
Okay, right. It's not a chocolate-covered cigar. It's a chocolate in the shape of a cigar. Which is much better, obviously.
Is she pregnant? Like, what's going on?
No, in Japan.
Did you have a kid?
In Japan, the Valentine's Day is where the women buys you stuff. So you get chocolate. The men
phallic
get chocolate.
Phallic-shaped chocolate?
Well, any chocolate.
Okay.
Why doesn't it look like this? That's what she said and handed it to you.
She said what?
Why doesn't it look like this?
Black and thin.
Yeah, yep.
I went to a hibachi restaurant for Valentine's Day.
Oh yeah, That sounds really romantic.
It was. They
sliced your steak in a romantic manner.
Yeah, and then the guy tried to use his little spatula thing to throw broccoli up in the air. That way we could catch it in our mouth.
Just like when you were in Tokyo, right? Remember when they were all doing that?
Yeah. And then he has this little thing of water that is this guy that when he squeezes down his head, it pees out water.
That's the traditional Japanese steakhouse right there.
Was it a Benihana or was it like something else?
No, it was not a Benihana. It was Benihana knockoff.
Gotcha.
Do they actually do that at Benihana? Do they shoot the food around?
Yeah, they do that in Benihana too.
See, they would never do that in Japan. It's very disrespectful.
Yeah,
I was there for two on the broccoli, by the way.
Well, he would hit you in the face or something?
Me. Yeah, hit me in the face twice.
That's pretty.
It may not be traditional, but it is fun and it is good, Mr. Spoil fun. Pants.
What do you mean? I'm just telling you.
We should come to Ohio sometime. We can go have hibachi cheap.
I can get broccoli shot in my eye.
Did you have a good time, Shipwreck?
From Wang?
Yes, it was a good time.
Was the guy's name Wang?
He was Japanese. I didn't catch his name.
I doubt there's a Japanese guy in Ohio.
No, he was Japanese. He was legit.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I don't want to racial profile him or anything, but I'm pretty sure he was Japanese.
What was his name? You could tell from his name.
He was just the guy that was peeing on me and shooting broccoli in my eye. Like, I don't ask for names.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. Details. Anyway, let's do some show feedback from last week's show.
Sure. David B69 has to say, at first I was upset with Shipwreck tweeting a bad review to Stacking, but I've got to say, Stacking on the PS3 was worth the free price tag for me for playing for 1 hour.
Listening I like that he tweeted a review, by the way.
Yes. You tweeted a bad review. Listening to the CareCast, I have to agree with Shipwreck and GBD, but I want to go back. I want to try to go back, but the puzzles and stuff, they are just not enjoyable to me as well. I think it focuses on a certain audience. I'm just not one of them. My 9-year-old, though, wants to play because he thinks it looks cool.
What's the audience, Shipwreck, for that game?
I don't know. It's been getting good reviews.
I'm going to say game critics. I think that's the target audience.
Game critics is the audience. Okay.
It got like a 9.5 in EGM or something. Yeah. Like that's just insane.
How did they stay awake through the cutscenes, though?
Because it's art.
Hmm.
It not only legitimizes games, it legitimizes a reviewer's career choice.
Does?
It's me being insulting.
And Tim Schafer.
Although I have to admit, I actually put this in there because I wanted to mention, I'm kind of excited for the Tim Schafer Sesame Street Kinect game. Nobody?
You don't have a Kinect. You don't have a Kinect.
I know, but if this game is good, who knows? Maybe it would tip me.
It looks cute. I mean, it's certainly, like, it has nostalgia built in. You see the Sesame Street characters, and you see
the Kinectimals with Sesame Street characters?
It's more of a story. With like an actual something to do. But if it's something that Sabrina could get into, I would consider it.
I can't just hang out with Big Bird and like pet him and, you know, shower him.
If you do enough mushrooms, I'm sure.
See? They should include those in the box.
You should.
I'll definitely buy it then.
Mushrooms the game.
When I first came to Japan, like in 2000, I guess I want to say, mushrooms were legal here, and you could go to a store and you could just buy mushrooms. But
that's crazy.
That was only they outlawed it. I think maybe after like the second time I came here. So we actually bought some and we brought them back. But they were they're weak. They weren't good. I think they were made for like skinny, small Japanese people. So when a big white man takes it, it's just not. It's not powerful enough.
All right. Sorry, well, gentle gamer has to say, Chris Johnson used the Bread's Done to close the latest Player One podcast. Although at this point, it would be two Player One podcasts ago. But yes, don't worry, gentle gamer. I spoke to Chris and I sent him a cease and desist letter. And my lawyer contacted them as well. So that will no longer happen.
Shipwreck, I meant to ask you about, you had once mentioned that they were making fun of your gamer tag on the Giant Bomb podcast, and I never got the story from you.
Oh, it's not that much of a story.
It's not that exciting.
Oh, what was it though? I didn't know what it was.
They were just listing off like kind of stereotypical gamer tags, and mine got thrown in there with that.
Nerdy, like nerdy gamer tags?
Yeah, super nerdy gamer
tags.
And
they said Cobra Commander?
Yes, they did.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I like it. I get voice messages all the time. Like today I got one.
Are you really the Cobra Commander? Why did you kill all like those people?
30 seconds long of just Cobra Commander's voice talking to me.
Are they good impressions?
I think they were actually, like, it was either a really good impression or it was somebody that just spliced together a bunch of like outtakes from the show or whatever.
Oh, wow. So they put some effort into it.
That's pretty impressive. You mean it wasn't someone just going, you suck at games? You suck at games.
Oh, we got to dig that up. I need to listen to that again.
I posted that recently on Twitter. I tweeted that out again to the world.
Where is that file?
It's on YouTube.
Ah, okay, good.
On your thing. It's under your thing.
It's on my thing? Okay, I'm
going to look at your channel. Thing. Your channel.
My channel, okay. All right, what else we got?
Mr. Annoyance says, I usually never post in threads, but I logged in just to say this. The comments about the Kinect Show girl was one of the funniest things I've heard you guys talk about. The reason for this is because I actually know her. Her name is Bridget O'Neill, and she's a YouTuber and a close friend of mine. Since she was on the Kinect Show, I've begun watching it, and she's a wonderful person and gorgeous to boot. Great. Keep up the great work, guys. Love the show. So why didn't you hook us up and have her, you know, give the show a shout out on the Kinect Show? Give our
what
show
do you think?
A shout
what
out.
Do you think he means when he calls her a close friend?
I think that means he nailed her, probably in the butt.
No, whoa! I was sort of thinking more like in the other direction.
Oh, that he doesn't know her at all.
Right.
It's either column A or column B.
It's one or the other.
Yep.
Hmm.
He either Bridget O'Neill nailed her or doesn't know her.
I got a lot of Twitter tweets about cute. That, by the way. People really into that. Everyone thought the same thing, but I think didn't really want to say anything.
Exactly. And I didn't even want to talk about it on the show. I said something to you before the show, and it wasn't until you said, I thought the same thing, that I was like...
Everybody thought the same thing. Well, but it's just the angle.
Yeah, that specific picture was up there for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, I guess, or more.
Yeah, it was and like, oh, just... car ad tits.
Right, Major Nelson talking on a loop.
Exactly.
But just mouthing it, you know.
Do you want to know what's coming up next month on the Eggman Island game?
Well,
no,
how about
I don't.
These tits.
Or tits.
Right. I'm going to choose tits. I watched it.
I watched it too because I'm like, are they really that big? Can I see more tits?
Right.
So. I watched it too.
What was the consensus on the... I think I only watched it once.
Yeah, I only watched the one.
Hmm. So the consensus is she needs to be wearing a bikini.
Yes. Yes, in every episode.
Right.
Harion has to say, this was my first time giving some feedback, even though I've been listening for quite a while. I just figured out how. Anyway, I wanted to say that although I won't always agree with what the review may say, I do respect each of your opinions. Many thanks to Cheapy Wombat and Shipwreck in no particular order for one of my favorite podcasts. You're welcome. If you are listening and don't know how to comment on the show, go to cheapassgamer.com in the forums. Go to podcast and podcast discussions. I don't even know what it's called. And and you'll find the show thread, and there you can leave comments.
Those are some pretty precise instructions right there.
I know. You go to Cheapass Gamer, you click on forums in the menu.
Or you just Google CAG bag.
And then you go to CAGcast and CAG Foreplay Video Game Podcast.
Oh, stop
and
it.
And then
stop
you'll
it.
Find the thread. People obviously don't know.
Do you even know how to use a computer?
Barely.
Does the computer that you use at work, is it running like Windows?
Oh, I don't use the computer. I just, you know, have someone there that I call up and say, I need this.
You have a piece of paper. You have a clipboard.
Exactly. I need this spaced out. Can you space it for me?
All right. Let's do the new releases and then... Yeah, and then we're going to get... Wombat went to an EA event. That sounds like it could have been pretty exciting. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about some other stuff that's really exciting, but I can't even tell you about it right now because it's so exciting.
In other words,
wow,
nothing.
I'm excited now.
No.
Oh, I shouldn't be excited. It's really not that exciting. Just for our listeners, it will be.
Okay, I got nothing.
Okay,
but well, Wombat's story is really good. Yeah, new releases are awesome too.
Yes.
Okay, what do we got?
We have Marvel vs. Capcom 3
for Hooray.
360 and PS3.
I considered buying it.
I have the PS3 version. I've played it for about 20 minutes, so I think I can fully judge it, and it seems pretty good. It doesn't seem bad. It's very fast. There's a lot of stuff happening on screen at once. I think we've all played it at E3, right?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Same basic stuff. The thing I didn't really realize when we were playing it at E3 is they've really changed up the game, how it plays. You no longer have kick and punch buttons. It's all just light, medium, fierce, and like super attacks.
Right.
It's not an individual punch or kick, which I didn't really notice that because I think we were playing with maybe Iron Man or somebody, which every button you hit on Iron Man, he's shooting out some kind of projectile. Like, it's just crazy move after crazy move with him. But then when I played with Spider-Man, that became pretty apparent to me because they've switched up how you do his web swing, which it used to be, I think, just a quarter circle backwards and then the kick button. And now it's a dragon punch backwards and attack button, which kind of throws off me playing with Spider-Man. Like, I haven't mastered that yet in the 20 minutes I've played. But
one star.
Yes, one star.
The end. I mean, I read Jeff Gerstmann's tweet where he said that it took him like 30 tries to get into a quick match game on Xbox Live. I think he said Xbox Live, which was exactly how Street Fighter 4 was when it came out. And it was incredibly annoying. It was ridiculous. And it stayed that way for almost for a long time. I don't even know if they've actually ever totally fixed it. But it used to be you just, you know, quick match, go, bam. And then it would say, oh, you're timed out or connection can't be made over and over again. And it's, you know, it is 2011 now. I don't understand how you can't get a quick match game. Like the simplest thing, like two guys playing each other in a fighting game should be the simplest network connection you can make for an online video game. But somehow Capcom can't make that happen.
Yeah, I haven't tried out the online yet, so I don't know how it is on the PS3. But
I'm sure it's fantastic.
I don't know. Maybe. It's really good. It's got a bunch. Like, it seems like it's really simple at first because they have taken away the punch and kick buttons and just replaced them with the attack, general attack buttons. But there's all like these systems involved where there's constantly like, words flashing up on the screen that tell
Ultra
me I'm
Mega.
Doing something right. Or, well, there's like advancing guards and like, there's all this stuff where you can cancel out of moves and guard and break out of like the super attacks or whatever. And there's just a lot going on. And I don't know that I'm ever going to learn what all that stuff is. I'll probably just sit down and have fun with the game and that'll be it.
Are you going to buy the two other characters?
I might. No, they're $5 each, right?
Yeah, it's $5 a piece.
And it's Shamu Gorath and Joe Valentine?
Yes, and they are included in the special edition, which seems to be sold out everywhere, so it's kind of a moot point anyway.
Yeah.
Well, at least they did that. I think that's a
The special edition does cost $10 more exactly. So okay, basically so what you're like paying that. For are the two extra characters with the special edition. It's cool, and it's not in the sense that it's sold out everywhere already anyway, so, you know. Then again, I don't need a comic book. You know, the Marvel vs. Capcom 3 art book or whatever it is, or a steel case. So
at least they hook up the people who pay for the special edition. The problem is what's going to happen in like 2 weeks when the when the costume packs start coming out.
The costume pack has already been announced. It's 6 costumes for $5.
Is it 1 week again after release or 2 weeks?
Probably 1 or 2 weeks, probably around the same time. The characters are going to be available on March 15th.
I don't know. That bugs me so much.
It bugs me a lot too. And they're also calling, there's also an unpriced, this better be free. Was it Mirror Match or whatever they're calling it, where you download player profiles. So when you play against these player profiles, that the computer plays in a style similar to the way I think it's what 3 of the developers play the game. Nothing cosmetic, it's just the way the AI works. You're downloading better AI.
Yeah, I'm not that interested in it.
Yeah,
I gotta say, I think I'm more looking forward to Mortal Kombat, which will be hopefully simpler, less stuff to learn. I was surprised.
You can sit down and have a fun time with this without having to really learn much. Because, I mean, I do like a lot of the characters that are in it, even though I think they've left out a ton of characters that were in the previous games. Like,
well, there's 20 less characters in this game than Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Sure, which makes sense somewhat, I guess, because those were all sprite-based and these are all full 3D and everything. But some of the people they left out, like, were people that were in both Marvel vs. Capcom 1 and 2, like Venom and I don't like Strider is not in there.
I could do without Venom. I told you that before. I don't care for Venom very much as a character. I'd rather have Taskmaster than Venom any day of the week. I'd rather have MODOK than Strider any day of the week.
Well, you're choosing from two different.
I'm just saying in general. There, I'd rather have Arthur.
Resident Evil people.
I'd rather have Arthur than Strider. Well, you only get two when you buy the game in the store. You only get two Resident Evil people. The third one you have to pay for separately.
One as a DLC, but
yeah,
and it's just I don't know. Those characters don't do much for me.
Strider,
in a fighting
game. Maybe Strider will show up later as DLC.
Oh boy!
Or when they come out with Super Marvel vs. Capcom 3 next year.
There's no Juggernaut. Like yeah, Juggernaut was pretty major.
I like Juggernaut. I liked Iceman. Kind of sad he's not in it.
DLC.
Is Cyclops in it or no? No,
no.
Right?
Cyclops is not in this game.
Yeah, see, Cyclops I used a lot. Cyclops was a trusty rusty for me in Marvel vs.
Capcom. I use Venom a lot. That's why it disappoints me that he's not in this game. Although, yeah. I did play with, oh gosh, I don't even know the guy's name. It's the Marvel character Darumara blah blah blah.
Dormammu. Dormammu?
Jomama?
Yeah.
Dormammu.
And he plays somewhat similar to Venom, so he might be a new guy that I play with, even though
it's interesting to me that they would put Dormammu in and not Doctor Strange, but whatever.
Yeah, but it's a quality game. You know what you're getting with it for the most part, I think.
I don't think there's any debate on whether or not it's quality or not. I think the question is really just, do you want to get it now or do you want to wait to see
exactly.
if there's going to be a super version of this game?
How quick the price is going to drop. Price dropped so fast on the Super Street Fighter 4. That shit was down to $20 like a month after it came out.
That exactly.
Yeah,
that's
that was
my concern.
Like a remake of
I know.
That everybody had.
But
well,
you might
even,
as well just wait for
Street Fighter 4 dropped down to $20 by the summer. It came out also around
Did
the
it?
Same
I,
time.
That I don't remember.
They both dropped really fast. So there's part of me that's like, well, maybe I'll just wait and see if they drop quickly.
Speaking of
sure
fighting games,
well.
I was looking at this, and it has nothing to do with Marvel vs. Capcom, but this company put together a list of the most desirable games that are coming out this year, and number one was Gears of War, and number two was Mortal vs. Combat. I mean, I'm sorry, Mortal
Kombat. Mortal vs. Combat? I love that game. My favorite mortal character is Spider Zero.
Right. Anyway, I thought that was interesting. I was surprised that people were really looking forward to it that much.
People must really like gore. I don't know. Those games seem to fit the same demographic. Gears
I think what people
and
say
combat.
And what people buy are two very different things. A lot of people are really excited for a 2D high definition Sonic the Hedgehog 4, and I think three people actually bought it.
Right. That was number two in the US, by the way. Number two in the UK. This is like a UK survey. They did US and UK. Number two in the UK was Killzone. Anyway.
Looking forward to all three of those.
Right.
Well, not Gears of War so much, but I'll play it. Also out this week for the DS, Dragon Quest VI came out. I played a little bit of that, not much. It seems like a good Dragon Quest game. I'll probably play it for 20 or 30 hours and then forget about it. But
sounds about
yeah.
right.
Yeah. Let's see. What else came out this week? For the PS3, Hyperdimension Neptunia came out. That is the NIS RPG that has something to do with console wars. Like the characters or something are like Genesis and Super Nintendo plays on those. I don't know. Weird game. And pretty much anything else. Let's see. Tactics Ogre came out for PSP. A lot of RPGs this week, actually. And then for the 360, they started their new House Party campaign.
All the shit I want to buy comes at the end of the fucking campaign.
Yeah. Did you try out this Hardcore Uprising, the new Contra game?
No.
You don't need to.
Right. I read. Sounded like I didn't need to.
No. I tried out the demo. It's just not very good, which kind of surprised me because it's from Arc System Works, which I like probably, I don't know, every other game they put out, so maybe I'll like the next game they put out.
Hmm.
But
it's like the Star Trek movies, every other one is good.
Yeah, I mean they do Blaze Blue, which I really love. So, yeah, Hardcore Uprising, it's $15, and it launched with two downloadable characters that you could buy for $250 each.
That's a little doing that for an Xbox Live Arcade game is pretty obnoxious.
What is it? I missed it. I wasn't paying attention.
They just they're doing the Marvel vs. Capcom thing where you sell the extra characters.
Yeah, boo.
On launch for a downloadable arcade game?
Boo.
Boo. Mega boo.
Double boo.
Yeah, and then that didn't come out for PS3 this week too, did it?
I don't know.
I think this might be wrong list we're looking at. I don't think it came out for PSN this
House
week.
House Party exclusive?
Usually most of the stuff they put into those
are exclusives.
Promos are at least exclusive for a time period.
I want to check out the poker game. That looks fun. Avatar Poker, Full House Poker. Denise Richards says it's fun.
Well, if she says it's fun.
Yeah. She looks like she's fun. So I want to get that. And what's the other one I wanted to get? Not Beyond Good and Evil. What's the other big one? Nobody?
Torchlight?
Oh, maybe Torchlight. Yeah. I played a couple hours on the Mac here, but I don't know if that was long enough to.
Did you check out Back to the Future yet?
Me? Yeah, I have it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
How is it?
Well, Shipwreck finished it. I only played a little bit. It seemed fun. It's your typical, well done point and click adventure, but it's got the, full Back to the Future license. So that includes the music and, the voices for at least Doc Brown. I mean, it's well done. It's really, if you like Back to the Future, you should get it.
I will check it out.
Yeah.
If you like Telltale games too, you have to be a fan of that kind of slow paced adventure game.
It's only on PSN this week.
PSN,
huh?
Yeah.
360.
Uh-huh. No. I don't.
That's the only console they've announced it for.
Yeah, they haven't announced it for the 360. I was like, I think it only is PSN.
I bought it on Steam on Mac, but.
Oh. Right. What'd you buy it on, Shipwreck?
Telltale sent me a code for the Mac version.
Oh, nice.
Shipwreck doesn't buy stuff.
That's right. He doesn't buy anything. I forgot.
He just moves his fingers over a board of letters and magically, voila.
They show up at his door.
Yep.
Or mail, but email.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's how it works.
I do the same thing, but when I'm moving my fingers over the magic board with letters, it's from Amazon.
Money goes out of your bank account when you do it. Right,
that's the only difference.
And then also on PSN this week, our friends at Rockin' Android put out Acceleration of Siguri X Edition.
They're not my friends.
Yeah, they are.
They are?
Yes.
Why are they our friends?
One of, I don't know if he still does, but their PR guy used to write for Tech Gaming.
Gotcha.
All right, so, then.
Never heard of it.
That's where we're reading these new releases from.
I know. Yes, tech-gaming.com. That's our friend Desert Eagle, who's on big, well-known CAG user, put together actually a really nice site. And we always hang out with him at E3. And he actually does a very good, I use his new release post every week. I started using that because it got too hard. I used to use Shack News, but it got to be too hard to find it every week. But yeah, I'm using Desert Eagle's. I'm assuming Desert Eagle posts that himself. Or does he have minions?
He has a couple minions, but I think that was posted
baby?
By him.
Yeah, is that his baby? That's yep, posted by Desert Eagle. Hell yes. Not Sean. All right, so what else we got? That's it?
I think that does it.
That's enough. We spent 20 minutes talking about
holy shit, 20 minutes. On to some, CAG news and stuff? The new marketplace is almost done. There's some big changes up already. My big dilemma now is trying to think how to get people to actually use it. I mean, some people are using it, and I've actually done a number of transactions on it myself in the last week or so. But just integrating it with the rest of the site and getting people to, make it easy for people, and I don't know. I need you guys to try it. List your games on there.
I can do that.
And you guys who are listening at home also. Yeah, it's really easy.
Oh, them just, too? Were you talking to me or them?
I'm talking to everybody within the sound of my voice. You go to the marketplace on cheapassgamer.com and there's a wish list and a trade list. And you put the games you want on your wish list and the games you want to trade away on your trade list. It's very simple and it'll match you up. Two-way matching, Wombat. Two ways.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
That's the best matching, the double matching.
I haven't heard better news than that ever in my entire life.
Except when you were told you had to take some stairs that had blood.
It was so all over them. Because I didn't think there was going to be blood all over the steps. So my wife calls, I'm down here. Okay, I'm going. Oh,
blood. The stairs of the train?
The stairs going down you know how the platforms are along on that train line?
Actually, on the platform stairs.
Like the platform stairs, walking downstairs to get to the car.
Why was there blood on the platform?
Because they had to take the guy, the remains of person.
Oh, what was left of him.
Down the stairs. Very leaky. Yeah, I'm assuming.
They should have brought a bag or something.
I didn't actually watch them take the person down.
No, I would imagine.
I saw the people gathering. I saw the paramedics. There were fire engines, and it was crazy.
That sounds awful.
It was.
You're gonna wake up screaming in the middle of the night.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
And if you don't, I'm gonna call you in the middle of the night and scream in the phone.
It's already the middle of the night, so it doesn't matter. Nice work. You like that bad computer thing? Stare at the picture.
Right, right. I love those jokes. They're hilarious.
I know you do.
So everybody fill out your wish list and trade list on the CAG marketplace. And
are we going to call this episode CAGcast 229, throw mama from the train?
Throw wombat from the train?
Throw wombat from the train.
Right. Throw yourself into wombat's train.
You don't have a cousin Jody.
Nope.
Never mind.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Wow. Okay, that was a quote from that movie.
How would you know a quote from that movie?
Yeah, it was a quote from that movie.
You can name a quote from that movie means that there's something seriously wrong with you.
That's a good movie. I'm sure a lot of people listening to the show have seen Throw Mama from the Train.
That's the one with Sylvester Stallone, right?
No, that's with Billy Crystal and Danny DeVito.
Oh, that's Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Yeah.
Is that the mom from the Goonies?
It's with Mama Fratelli from the Goonies, yeah. Ann Ramsey, the late, great Ann Ramsey.
Can't be good.
Really? It's a very funny movie.
Okay. Anyway, the point is use the CAG marketplace. Test it out. Let me know what you think. It really works. I swear it works. I did four or five trades on it this week, and they all worked.
Excellent. What was Danny DeVito's character's name?
Owen.
Owen, that's right. Mm-hmm. Got it.
Did not have to look that up.
I believe it. I believe it. On to some shopping news. I guess the biggest news is that there will be a 160-gigabyte PS3 Killzone 3 bundle available on the launch day of
The night was Killzone moist.
Okay. I remember that. That was kind of funny.
It was funny.
You're still doing Throw Mama from the Train?
Yes,
quotes?
I am. Until someone laughs, and Chipwreck did, so now I'm done.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so I wouldn't get anything.
No, you wouldn't.
Anyway, so yeah, 160-gigabyte PS3, $300, and it's available on February 22nd. It doesn't look any different, though.
No, it's the actual console with the game. That's the difference.
That's the bundle. They should throw a Move thing in there.
You know what they should do? They should sell the console without the game for $250.
That's what they should do. I did watch the bonus round, you know, with Michael Pachter. This version was Michael Pachter, Garnett, and Mike from Kotaku, and it was very interesting. They were talking about how Pachter was saying PS3 just really needs a price drop badly because Xbox. But the problem is that Microsoft's so profitable on the actual console right now that they can, as soon as Sony drops the price, Microsoft will drop the price. So they're in trouble. It sounds like it's going to be tough for them to really not finish last. Anyhow, what else we got here? Let's move on to... Oh, Wombat, why don't you solve a problem for me, okay? Hypothetical problem.
Hypothetical problems.
Okay, let's say I wanted to make a website about my stocking fetish that I have.
Sure. What would you call this website?
I'm not sure, but slowly, by living in Japan for several years, I'm starting to develop an affinity for stockings.
So maybe tights. TokyoSocks.com.
How about Tokyo Nylon?
TokyoNylon.com. I like that.
Okay, so let's say I'm going to start this site. Where can I go to not only register a domain name, but also get some web hosting for cheap?
Well, you know, I would go to GoDaddy.com because you could get 10% off any order by using the code CAG10. You could also get $5 off any $30 order using the code CAG5OFF30. Or you can get a $7.49 domain using the code CAGDOMAIN. That's at GoDaddy.com, where you can register all your domain needs, like TokyoNylon.com.
Did that make anybody else puke? I'm also starting another website where we make fun of all the people who didn't get the media badges at E3. Rubitinyourface.org.
And yeah. Actually, you don't get anything all that interesting when you there is no TokyoNylon.com, and when you Google Tokyo Nylon, it's not that exciting.
No. I also forgot to register cheapassgamer.co. Remember we talked about that last week?
Yeah, someone else did.
And someone else did.
I'm sure
now I'm ruined.
In the CADcast thread.
Oh, there was?
Yeah, there's a post. Somebody said that they grabbed it.
Sweet. Now I can look forward to being cyber squatted in the near future. That was funny, all the reading all about the people talking about the new E3 qualifications.
That was weird.
Well, this year they changed it, so you have to. They actually look up your website on some sort of website traffic service. I guess it's either Alexa or ComScore or Quantcast. I think they said they use Quantcast. I forget. But if you have, I think you have to have 8,000 unique visitors a month in order to get a media badge. And for every 8,000 visitors you have, you can get another media badge. So it was interesting to see, like, people saying that they couldn't get the media badge this year. Or, I mean,
8,000 is not a lot.
It's not a lot. It's not a lot. You should be. I mean, 8,000 is not a lot. But I think what happens, some people just do podcasts, right? And they, you know, they have a website maybe, but it's really just, you know, like about the show. Like, people don't really use the website. They download the show through iTunes or other ways. And I think those people are sort of not getting a fair shake, because it's possible that they could have equivalent traffic. Like, let's say they have 8,000 listeners. They should be able to get a pass based on these new rules. But I think they're just really only going by the website stats. So, which is not really fair. And there are ways that a person could present their download numbers to the mighty people who sit on the board of a thumbs up and thumbs down in your E3 media badge. But I don't know, 8,000. If you have 8,000 podcast listeners, that's pretty good. It's pretty solid.
Is that solid?
That's pretty solid. It's hard. It's hard to get a lot of listeners if you don't have a website.
I was listening to the Nerdist podcast today, and they were talking about how many downloads they got in their first year. And I did the math. They get about 100,000 listeners a show.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's a lot.
Right. They should be making big money from that.
Well, they kind of do. But good. Yeah. Why don't we have 100,000 listeners per show?
We're not that good, obviously.
Seriously, we need to make things roll.
Do it. Make it good.
I'll do that. I'll do my best.
Right.
We need to get controversial guests on.
You need to be motivated. See, right. I'll be honest with you. I've sort of lost the eye of the tiger, Wombat. I don't know if you figured that out by now.
No.
But I've sort of, yeah. I'm not as hungry as I might have been a few years ago.
You?
I'm mostly fat now.
You think?
Pretty much. I just gained a lot of weight. I forgot to stop eating over the last 2 weeks.
Non-stop, yeah. Just food and food
basically. Yeah, I would just eat all day and just forget to stop eating. So yeah, I got fat and I stopped, and then I also forgot to go to the gym, which was a really good combo. So 100,000 listeners, Wombat, make it happen.
All right, I'll get on that.
You'll make the money. You're the one who's going to make the money.
Yes.
You're going to keep the money.
Okay, I'll do it. $100,000 it is.
You work on that and I'll split it with you.
That's the deal.
Okay, I'll get started. Because, you know, I have nothing else to do.
I'm saying, you said you wanted the listeners and you want the money.
I know. I'll start buying ads on Facebook tomorrow.
I don't think that's going to equal.
No,
that, did they say that's how Nerdists say that's how it, they got?
No, he just has. He had a big following to begin with.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't imagine buying advertising on Facebook is going to.
No, that was a joke.
Right.
Yes, that was for.
We could buy funny advertisements on Facebook.
Yep.
Do you like a picture of your butt?
There you go. Do you like butts? Listen to the podcast.
Right. Well, just zoom really closely into your butthole, and people won't even know what it is. But that's how we get around the censorship.
Anyway, let's move on to multi-platforming and my news and stuff.
And your butt and stuff.
And my butt and stuff.
The best name segment in podcast.
How about Wombat's butt and stuff?
Wombat's stuff and butt. Ew!
Wombat, have you been stuffing butt again?
I have been.
Sabrina, wait. Should we? This is nothing good here. Anyway, listen. I want to hear about the event.
Okay, want to move right on to the event?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. This stuff. Yeah. Mostly what we have here kind of sucks.
You were stuffing butts.
I was stuffing butts. Actually, I can name drop for a good 5 minutes.
Lay it on me. I want to hear who was attending this. Now, what event was this?
This was EA's Swing into Spring Showcase.
Wow.
I went there tonight. It seemed to be the hopping time to be there. I walk in. It was nice to see people recognize me because, you know, obviously people from E3 and actually further back than that. But it doesn't matter. First person I saw when I got there was Engai, our good friend Engai Kroll. And from there, I ran into Russell Frühstück from MTV. If you're not reading the games blog at MTV, shame on you. That's what I have to say about that. From there, I ran into, who else did I see? Oh, I saw Tracy John and Chris Plant, who now both write for The Daily, which is pretty impressive. I've heard great things about The Daily. I don't have an iPad, so I wouldn't know.
Oh, The Daily, iPad newspaper from Fox, right?
Yes, from Fox. They're both, I think, staff for The Daily, which is awesome.
Oh, so they have a video game section?
They do. They're really taking it seriously. They hired two of the best. Tracy and Chris are two of the best out there, so
really?
Good for them. Yeah, I think so. I happen to like them both as people, and I like what they do. So there you go. They have the Wombat seal of approval.
Wow, that means a lot.
It does. Who else was there? Phil Kohler was there. He used to do that podcast with Nick Suttner at 1UP.
No seal of approval for him, though, right?
No, I'm just kidding.
Raspberry? He gets the raspberry.
Who else did I see there? Ben Gilbert from Joystick with Andrew Yoon.
Oh, nice.
Yep, they were there. And you may be familiar with the Hip Hop Gamer. He was there as well.
Oh yes, he's a New Yorker.
He is a New Yorker. He was there. He was playing The Sims Medieval and said it was awesome. So
he didn't say that though. What did he really say?
That's really what he said.
Those are the words he used. It's awesome.
I think he said this game is expletive, expletive, expletive.
Okay.
Yeah. But no,
he's pretty high on most games.
He is.
Got a very positive outlook.
There's nothing wrong with having a positive outlook. I'm not always a fan of his choice of words.
Did he have his belt with him?
He did.
He brings the belt, huh?
He brings the belt.
Did you talk to him about his new series, Hot Girls and Gaming?
I did. He said he actually wanted me to tell you to look out for episode 4 is coming soon.
Episode 3 was pretty interesting.
Yeah, he said if you like the last one, you're going to love the next one. I asked him who it was, and he wouldn't tell me. Like, who's it going to be?
I don't know who any
show.
Of these chicks are that he's had so far. Here's the thing about it. He doesn't have the girls on the show. That's what makes it super creepy, is that he's talking about them. He's doing a whole, imagine doing a whole show on somebody that you could probably just email and say, hey, I want to do a show about you. But he does like a 20, 30 minute show about somebody, and he never contacts them. So he's just he's basically talking about these girls, saying, you know, about what they'll be like in bed, but they never actually are on the show live.
I know. We talked about this in length last week. You may have been on that show.
I'm pretty much obsessed with it at this point.
I know. It's very funny. And he appreciates it because it helped drive traffic to his site. So he doesn't
care.
Good
for him, yeah.
Well, he cares, but you know what I mean.
I don't want him screaming at me at the Sony press conference.
Exactly.
And then threatening to beat me up in the parking lot.
I'm not even getting into the whole politics of interpersonal relationships with people. Because it's not, I guess you don't pay attention to Twitter.
What happened?
Oh, there was all sorts of stuff blowing up.
I know.
Up.
I saw that. He called somebody a F-word pussy.
Yes, he did.
But the gay F-word.
Yeah, the one that we don't want to use.
Right. I don't like that word. Actually, that word really makes me cringe. Especially, and you hear it so much on Xbox Live, so you get to cringe a lot.
I don't know if you ever watched the show the Louis C.K. show.
Nope.
But there's
one episode, the first episode.
Okay, there's a really good episode where he's playing poker and his gay friend is there and they talk about deviation of words and where it comes from and what they mean. And it's really interesting. You should watch it. It's also a very good show, but, you know. Regardless, I did see some games. I'm just going through the list to seeing what I can and can't talk about yet.
Right.
I got some hands-on time with Dragon Age 2.
And?
I really like it.
Why is it better?
It's better because it looks significantly better graphically. It's much nicer. And that combat's real time. So you're hitting the A button to actually swing your sword.
Nice. I'm in. So it's like more like a Baldur's Gate.
It's more like a Baldur's Gate. You still have, you know, when you pull the trigger and whatnot, you have the hotkey moves. So like you'll swing your sword, hit, then hit the hotkey and it'll do the shield bash. And then you can go back to hitting again. Does that make sense?
I think I'm in.
Supposedly there's a lot more loot to pick up and more customization as far as, you know, how your character will look.
So it still feels RPG-like?
It's still very RPG-like. Yes, you can still do the whole pausing the screen and set up what your other characters do.
That's awesome.
You can bring up the radial menu. It's really up to you how you want to play it, and it's a nice touch. That, and I'm kind of a fanboy anyway, so...
Yeah, they told me the last one was up to me how I wanted to play it too, but that just means put it on easy because of the combat. So.
Yeah, they actually said they toned down the difficulty a little bit. So,
how does the combat look?
It looks good. I was playing and
it feels good. Like if the controls feel good?
The controls feel good. They threw me in. Like they handed me the controller. The next thing I know, I'm in a room with like 15 wraiths and a golem, and I've never played the game before, and my party died in about 4 seconds, but I was able to, with just my one main character, survive the whole onslaught. And the guy showing the game was actually pretty impressed because I had no idea what I was doing. I just knew enough basics where I'm like, okay, so this probably does this and this probably does this. So it was intuitive enough for me to make it through that room.
I'm really interested to see. They're putting out a demo for this.
Yeah, the demo comes out on Monday.
Really hard to demo.
It's either Monday or Tuesday. It comes out next week. Yeah.
When's the game come out?
The game comes out March 3rd, whatever that Tuesday is of that week. First week.
And if I've never played the first one, because I looked at video of the first one.
You don't need to play the first one to play the second one. He said it to me at least 3 times. Right. And I'm like, well, I played the first one and all the DLC, but it's good to know. He's like, basically, the game takes place approximately around the same time as the first game goes on. This game takes place over a decade, whereas the last game took place over a year. But that year of the first of Origins is during the decade that Dragon Age 2 takes place. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
I got it. Okay. I'm going to buy it then, I guess.
I think you should.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And I really enjoyed that. And they gave me a whole bunch of inflatable swords, but I don't know how many. So,
did you stick them in your Nyko bag?
No, I stuck them in my brand new EA backpack with a laptop pouch right next to my new Bulletstorm Nutcracker.
Oh, God. You can say no, you know, if you don't want that stuff.
But why would I say no? They want to give it to me. I'm there.
I know. I'm just saying, like, if you don't really want it.
I want a Bulletstorm Nutcracker. How many people do you know who have a Bulletstorm Nutcracker?
I don't think I know anybody who has a real Nutcracker.
Exactly. And now you know someone. You know me. So don't do that. Nobody
I'm just wondering if you felt like there was pressure to take it.
I also got a Fancy Pants Adventures t-shirt for my wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's an XBLA PSN game, the Fancy Pants Adventures.
Is that based off of something? Or
it's based off of a. It says on the on my cheat sheet that it's a Flash browser based game originally, but the live it actually looks kind of cute and could be a lot of fun. It's an online co-op or solo platformer puzzle game.
Where what else do they have there?
They had again. I have to see what I could talk about. They had Shift 2, which looks good. That's a you know Need for Speed. And I'm just, can I talk about this yet? Yes. Oh, okay. I can talk about Portal 2.
Portal. Oh, did you play it?
I didn't play it because I just didn't really have the time. I think I could have if I really wanted to. But let me tell you, that game is pretty.
Really?
It is significantly better looking than I thought it would be. It. I mean, it still looks like Portal.
What were you looking on? What version?
It was the 360 version. I actually made a note of it. They were running. I made note of what every console was running on because I was what every huge game success. Was running on. Huh?
You made a note?
I made a note, a mental note.
Huge success?
Yes, huge success. Yes.
I'm
oh,
making
yeah.
Portal jokes, God.
I know.
Man.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got it.
Jesus Christ.
I'm still it's late for me, douche face.
Maybe I should make some quotes for Throw Mama from the Train.
Exactly. You lied to me, Clang. Yeah, it looks great. I mean, the detail, the textures, I was really impressed. It looks like Portal, just better.
Good.
Yeah. I really think that's all I could talk about today. Everything else is pretty much embargoed. Yeah, I know. They also had grilled shrimp on skewers that was really good, and brownies that weren't bad either.
Where was it?
It was at, what the hell? It used to be Providence. I forget what the new name is.
I don't know. Where is that?
It was on 21st and Broadway, right by the Flatiron Building. There you go.
Don't know it.
I know. But okay. It was nice. And I thank you, EA, for sending me. And now my wife is poking me with an inflatable Dragon Age 2 sword.
How many of those can you fit in your ass?
They're pretty big. I'm going to say one.
One? You think you could actually fit one?
No, actually, I'm looking at it. I don't think I could fit it in. I don't think I could fit one. It's more like a spear.
Right. All right. Well, let's move on to Sony.
Sure.
Well, I want to talk about the Dead Island trailer real quick.
Oh, do we want to talk about that? We all watched
it. Yeah. That looks cool.
It looks cool. I mean, it's...
Well, it's just a movie. It's just a CG movie. It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
I could have made that and have no game.
You could have made that?
Well, I could hire a company, like do what they did and hire a company to make it.
What if the game is just a choose your own adventure rewinding? You just
or you play the gameplay in reverse.
Right.
The game, like you start the level and you're already dead and you have to.
Yeah, they really need, like they showed that trailer. They better have some kind of time aspect in that game now.
I don't know if they need that. I don't know if they
zombies?
Need it. I think
rewind.
I mean,
and then kill them.
Like the game's made by Deep Silver, right?
It's being published by Deep Silver.
Deep published
Techland
by Deep Silver.
Are the Russian dudes?
They're foreign. They made those.
I would say they're probably from Germany or somewhere.
Yeah,
they're over there in Europe somewhere.
What's the survival horror game they made that came out on the
Poland?
Wii?
Poland. I was close.
Do you remember?
They make Call of Juarez.
All right.
That's all I'm saying. What was the question?
The Wii games they made that were those like survival horror games.
Oh.
Did they make Cursed Mountain?
No.
Is that it?
Deep Silver published Cursed Mountain.
Yeah,
Techland
yeah. Yeah
Techland made Call of Juarez, Chrome, Crime Cities, GTI Racing, Expand Rally Extreme.
They made Cursed Mountain, and there was another one. Oh, Secret Files.
You're talking about the publisher. The
right,
publisher didn't make it.
Right.
Oh, okay, so they only...
You know the difference between the publisher and the developer?
I do. I'm asking the question. Did they publish it or develop it? I was asking the question.
Publish.
Deep Silver is publishing it.
Okay, so who's developing it?
Techland.
What else have they made?
I just are you listening to the show that we're doing? I just mentioned Techland and I just listed all the games that they made.
Call of Juarez.
Yes. Right. They made Nailed too. Okay.
Oh, okay. So they okay.
I don't even remember what game we're talking about.
We're talking about
Dead Island.
And again, it was effective, and it was kind of sad.
But it didn't show anything about the game, and it's just a render. It's like, okay, that's nice. It was nice. It was I watched it. I liked it, but it didn't tell me anything.
Exactly.
But Wombat, who's publishing the game?
please don't do this. That's not nice. It's being published. Who's Deep Silver?
And who's the developer?
Your asshole, Techland.
Hold on, wait. The game's almost going gold.
Yeah.
It's ready.
Nice. Nice one.
Nope, we went brown. Yes. Sorry.
Excellent. So there you go. Dead Island. A very nice mini movie that was sad and touching and had very effective music in it.
There it is. It's perfectly succinct.
Yep.
What else we got? Sony.
I started playing Trinity.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Tecmo Koei game. That I played at E3 and enjoyed at E3, and it does have a Metacritic score of about 3.
What is it?
It's an action RPG with
Dynasty Warriors.
It's not, though. It's not Dynasty Warriors. It's a little... It wishes it was Dynasty Warriors. How about that?
Even better.
The problem with the game...
It aspires to be Dynasty Warriors? Is that what you're saying?
It aspires to be Dragon Age, but with real-time combat. And it has a lot of potential, and it does like a few things really well. Like, there are a couple of things in this game that are really cool. The magic is really cool. The different moves your characters can do.
What's cool about the magic?
I will tell you.
I played it for about a half hour before I sent it to you.
So okay. I played it for a little over an hour. You can use, like, there are certain environmental things, like if you're walking through one of the, like, a deserty area and there's tumbleweeds, you can light them on fire and they'll keep moving in the environment lit on fire. And if they
as you walk into them and your knees push them along.
Exactly.
You
can light them on fire into enemies. When you get to water and you have the ice spell, you can freeze enemies that are in the water. And the water will freeze over and you can walk over it. And that's kind of cool. Just a neat idea. Again, there's a couple of cool ideas. The camera is terrible.
Yes. It's way too close, right?
It is. It's way too close.
You can't see what you're trying to hit.
And did you try the lock on?
Yeah, you just spin around to whatever behind you.
You don't even do that. You lock on and it makes a circle around the guy. But you know how most games, when you're locked onto an enemy, you like strafe around that guy, like you're locked onto him, hence the term lock on. Yeah, no, it just puts a circle around the guy, but you could still run around as if you're not locked onto him. It's just there's a circle around that one guy you're locked onto. Just to remind you.
My experience with it was that it locked onto a guy, and then I didn't notice if it was strafing or not, but it would automatically turn the camera in some weird direction that I wasn't facing.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yes, it turns the camera, but not you.
Right, right.
Yes, that is accurate. I thought you meant it turned you around. I'm like, no, it moves the camera onto the guy you're locked onto, but not your character. Your character.
So you could be facing a completely different direction swinging while the lock-on's behind you.
Exactly. Instead of what should happen is your character should move into the direction of the character because you're locked onto him, and it's very frustrating. Because I keep doing it, expecting it to work, and it doesn't. Also, the menus are confusing and convoluted. There's way too much text in these way too long cutscenes. Like, they have cutscenes where it's not dialogue, just the still picture of the two heads with words underneath it on a PlayStation 3 exclusive. It's kind of sad. So, there you go. Trinity. It might as well say budget game. That should be the title of the game.
Right. Budget Trinity. Budget Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah. Bargain Bin. That's the name of the game.
Right.
So name. Buy it at your own risk. Again, some really good ideas. The characters are kind of okay. The moves are kind of okay. But it's like so much missed potential.
It didn't punch you in the nuts while you were playing it?
It did not punch me in the nuts while I was playing. Speaking of punching
That's
in the nuts,
a good feature.
I'm staring at my Bulletstorm Nutcracker now. Jealous much?
Do they give you any nuts with it?
No.
You have to go out and get your own nuts?
It's sealed in a box wrapped in plastic.
Oh, it should come with a thing of nuts.
It's a voodoo guy. It's like a voodoo priest.
They're so cheap, those bastards.
Yeah, exactly. With their bastards. With their wrapped, custom-made, limited edition Bulletstorm Nutcracker.
Well, why not get some nuts to go with it?
Your nuts. How do you like that?
Nuts, yeah. For not including nuts.
Your mom's nuts. Damn straight.
Let's see what else we got here. Oh, this was interesting since we're on Sony. So Engadget's got the scoop on the new Sony PlayStation tablet. So it does look like they're very much putting out a gaming tablet. And it's going to be able to play PlayStation. I think the problem is it's going to play PlayStation, you know, it's the, what's that PlayStation Suite thing that they announced at the NGP event. So it'll be able to run original PlayStation games.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. Cool Borders. So I don't know how exciting that is, really.
It would be tough to play a PlayStation game on a tablet. There's just so many button inputs on a lot of that stuff. Like, some stuff will work just fine.
Right.
But anything that's very intensive, especially the later PlayStation stuff that has the analog sticks and everything, that's going to be tough to pull off on a tablet.
See, Engadget is calling this the PlayStation tablet, but do you really think it's going to say PlayStation anywhere on there? I don't think so. Doesn't seem unlikely that Sony's going to put out a PlayStation tablet.
Who knows?
I think that's just what they're calling it now because it has the PlayStation Suite stuff on it. I mean, they don't call the PlayStation phone the PlayStation phone either. That's the Xperia Play.
It's going to be called like the Vio or something. Vio Pad.
That makes more sense. The Vio is a popular brand for them in the computer world.
It's a little disingenuous in the headline to call it PlayStation tablet. I mean, I don't know.
Sure.
Why not call it the Sony electronic cutting board?
I don't know. Why don't you?
You could cut vegetables on it.
I have vegetables that need cutting.
Right.
You crack them with your nuts.
What's this next story here? Who put this on there? Who did this? Who did this to my outline?
I'm not even looking anymore.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I put this on there.
What's the story? Don't make me read it.
Sony says that jailbreaking is bad.
No, that's not what they say.
Yeah, it is. Unauthorized circumvention devices for the PlayStation 3 system.
Don't read it. Don't you know how to summarize?
I said they don't like it. It's bad.
That's not what it says. It says that if you jailbreak your PS3 and you go and they find out that you do it, they will ban you from PlayStation Network.
I thought that was implied with me saying it was bad.
No. That just means that they think it's bad.
They do think it's bad. I'm glad we agree.
I'm going to ban you from my network. The internet network.
The internet network. Internet work.
Is that all we have? We don't have anything for Microsoft or Nintendo?
No, I don't really have it. I barely touched my 360. I was too busy playing things on my PlayStation 3. You know, the console I hate.
Right.
You know what was interesting? When I was playing Trinity, I kept flip-flopping between using my DualShock and using my Raven.
Yeah. Somebody asked about that. That was one of the Twitter questions.
Yeah, that's why I'm bringing it up.
Look at you.
Yeah. So who was it? It was Walt J asked how the Neko Raven controller is working. I mean, it works well. It has it's pluses and minuses. I still like the way the analog sticks are positioned better, and I do like the soft rubbery feel of the Raven. But the actual analog sticks are kind of deep in the middle, like the sticks themselves, and that can take a little getting used to. And the buttons are a little tight. You know, and the triangle, circle, X, and square button can be a little tight. But other than that, it's pretty good. As long as you don't need the L1 and R1 buttons too much, it's pretty good.
Okay.
Yep.
There's your answer. Aren't you sorry you asked?
Yes, I think some people might be.
You Don't Know Jack on the PS3 this week.
I want to get that. I want it.
The thing is, we've gotten to the point where each game ends with the Jack attack, which there'll be some clue that's up on the screen, and then you have to buzz in as quick as you can.
And the whole game winds up coming down to the Jack attack, no matter
everything comes down to the Jack attack, which means I win every game against my wife because I just can press buttons faster than she can. So we don't play it anymore.
Oh, yeah. I mean, my wife would never play that game with me because she doesn't think she stands. She'll never play any game against me because she doesn't think she stands a chance. And she just doesn't want to go there.
Oh, I can be losing by a ton going into the final round. But
with your wife, it's a Jack attack. And if you're alone, it's a Jack attack?
If you beat your wife in the Jack attack, then you're going to be having your own Jack attack for the next couple nights. It sounds that was the complaint in the reviews, was that it all came down to the Jack attack.
Yeah, I wish they could adjust that or maybe put some settings in there to where you just remove the Jack attack portion of it.
Or they could update it and just make it worth less points, right? Wouldn't that be the easy way to go?
That's fine. Because the rest of the game's great because it's like any trivia game you'd play at a bar or whatever. Both right. players can buzz in. You just get more points if you buzz in correctly earlier.
Right. And it winds up that whole section of the game becomes mostly pointless because it all comes down to the Jack attack.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lame. Okay, fix that. Whoever makes that game. Who makes that
game? It's still a really good game. It's just...
I believe it was developed by Deep Silver.
Techland?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want it. The problem is they don't make an Asian version, so my usual sources don't have the cheap copy that I could usually get. So I may have to spring for the real American version. Not quite sure if I'm prepared to go there.
Is it appropriate to let my daughter play with a big inflatable sword?
It's not bad.
Okay.
But get ready for when she starts hitting you in the nuts with it.
She hits me in the nuts with everything else.
Right. That's what I mean.
At least this is inflatable. It won't hurt.
Right.
Be a lot less painful than a baby alive in the nuts.
Baby alive, nuts dead.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We don't have anything for top analysts this week. Top analysts are taking a vacation this week. You know, much like Michael Pachter needs to relax, play some golf, just, you know, have some cocktails. Top analysts this week. We're partying with Pachter.
So that means you have nothing?
That means I have nothing. Do you have something?
I could probably have come up with something by the time you came up with something.
No, let's not sully it.
We're on vacation with Pachter. We're chilling with Pachter. Bring your sunglasses. Anyway, and nothing for Nintendo either.
No, we didn't have anything for Microsoft. You know what I do have? I do have something for Facebook, for the Facebook section.
Oh, I played this too.
Yeah, Dragon Age Legends.
How is it?
The Facebook game. I really like it. It's very similar to the game that came out, the web game that came out when the first game came out. But it's fun. It's a little, it's sort of addictive. The real-time strategy castle building section of it, not so hot. But the turn-based combat section is fun. So there you go. But yeah, I think they should get rid of that real. And it's interesting because they want it to be a real game, and it has micro transactions that will eventually cost real money.
I've never played a Facebook game.
This was my first one.
I played Dragon Age Legends, and I played the Assassin's Creed one.
They have Monopoly now, I saw.
Yeah, they were showing off the Monopoly at the EA event. Let's see. Another person. I met Sam Houston there. Shout out to Sam.
Monopoly Millionaires? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, he's the guy in charge of that. So good job, Sam. He reminded me to talk about Monopoly on the CADcast.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. You just play it, and it's a game. I'll check that out sometime. I like Monopoly.
I like Monopoly, too.
Monopoly in college on the... Genesis had Monopoly? I'm sure everything had Monopoly.
The Genesis version of Monopoly was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, I think that's what we used to play. We were pretty busy in college, you know.
Saving the world.
Saving the world, playing Monopoly on Genesis. I guess it's time for the old CAG bag. I haven't been playing anything new on the iPhone. Shipwreck, did you try that dungeon raid?
I did not. I saw it was down to 99 cents.
Yes.
But I didn't buy it because it was just, I guess there's not an iPad version yet. It's just an iPhone.
Oh, it works really well for iPhone, though. I think you should get it.
Yeah, I'll probably pick it up at some point. I've still been playing. You know what I've been playing a lot and I can't figure out why? Is
Jack Attack?
No. Well, Yes, but no.
You know why?
Coin Dozer. It's one of these stupid games where you just drop coins in it and watch the coins push the other coins down into a trough at the end.
I saw that on the marketplace, actually.
Do you get tickets so you could trade them in and Chuck E. Cheese will give you a wristband?
It has a, like, you get experience points. So it has a leveling system to it.
And is it good?
No, I don't know. I play it like every day and it has absolutely like no strategy. Point.
How are the coin physics? That's what everybody wants to know.
They fall down.
Do they look realistic?
Oh, no.
Oh, they don't.
They're just lame. Kind of coins.
Okay, lame. Then, I need realistic coin physics. Otherwise,
and then occasionally like little plastic bears or whistles or stuff will drop down on top of the coins. Mm. And then you can push those off the end. And yes, it's I don't know what it is, but I keep playing it like every day, just chasing those gamer, whatever, game center achievements or something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's free.
All right. I forgot to do a CAG bag. I forgot to actually write down the CAG bag questions.
Make them up.
Let's see. Now, I have some on Twitter here that I could read. Boop. And I also have, I have some here. It's Metal H123 says, I'll keep this simple, CheapyD. Are you guys planning on throwing another CAG party during E3 this year? I had a great time getting to meet you guys in person last year. Keep up the amazing work, guys. Yes, there will definitely be an E3 party this year. And we might even have a sponsor this year. So it might even be better than last year. And we do have a way that we have a plan to keep Wombat involved, even though he won't really be there. Technically, we have a way that you can participate with Wombat.
You do?
Yeah.
Awesome.
We have a plan. We've been thinking about a plan.
Really?
Yep.
Nice.
We found a gay guy in the Los Angeles area named Wombat. So we're drilling a hole in the bathroom wall, and he's just going to stand behind it.
And everyone will think it's me? Is that the...
Uh-huh. Well, and you can meet Wombat's penis.
Excellent. Well, fake Wombat's penis. Doesn't have the freckle on it.
we're asking in our casting call for a freckled penis.
Oh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah, it's going to be a great party. Yeah, we're definitely going
to
have a party.
I'm going to come to this party.
This party doesn't sound like your kind of party.
Oh, you're going to come to this party. Come
you're
going to
come at this party.
Yes, that was the joke.
But I'm bump.
Bop.
Let's see. The true Sephiroth.
Sephiroth.
Sephiroth. I know it's the guy
from
Final
Fantasy.
He's a
video game character.
I know he's from Final Fantasy VII. I just have a speech impediment. He agrees with us on our complaints about Capcom. This is not a question, but he basically says that, you know, they're screwing their loyal, hardcore customers the most by doing this because they're the ones that are probably going to eke out the money, but they're going to feel really shitty about doing it. I mean, I'm basically...
You're talking about the characters.
The DLC characters for all their games that come out that basically big F you to your biggest fans who are paying full price for your game on day one. But that's just me. Let's see. A lot of people want us to talk about the Dead Island trailer, which we did that already. Rocky 1980 says, GBD, what 3D games are worth getting?
I don't know.
You know,
there are none.
I know.
Yet. Which one?
There's not many. That's the problem. Like, if you're going to go out and buy a 3D TV because you think the gaming on it, there's going to be a lot of options for you, I can name pretty much all of them. It's not many. I mean, you got Killzone 3, you got Crysis, you got Call of Duty Black Ops, you got a bunch of PlayStation Network games and demos. And by a bunch, I mean a small handful. You've got basketball, NBA 2K11, which is very good, actually. The 3D on that is really good. But, man, that game is so complicated. So many controls.
You picked it up?
I bought it, yeah. I have it on PS3.
That's a good game.
It's really good, but it's so complicated. There's so many controls. And it's like you gotta, you know, point the right stick towards to the left side of the basket if you want to do this move. It's just too many. I'd like much appreciate a simple control scheme. Like the hockey series, they let you have simplified controls. which I don't use.
There's a little bit more going on with the movement in basketball.
Yeah, and the tutorial isn't very good. It just like it just shows you all the moves rather than telling you like when you should use them. Hmm. It's pretty much a bare bones tutorial, and I like it too. Like, but I'm so bad that I make playing as Jordan. Like, I can make Jordan be shitty in the game. Sort of. Not.
Maybe you just haven't played enough basketball games or basketball in general.
Yes, that's for sure. That is for sure. But it does look very good, and especially in 3D, it looks good. But that's, you know, we're getting to the end of the list here. So there's not that many. That's kind of the point I'm trying to make. Ultramontane says, Shipwreck, on CADcast 228, you made a comment regarding L.A. Noir. You were hoping it would not be like Red Dead in respects to talking to the same character several times in a row for acquiring missions. I am growing tired of that model as well. Do you think games have more storyline-driven events happening spontaneously would be more interesting? For example, in Fallout 3, you occasionally get mugged by an opposing gang. I thought it was a pain, but I think done right, these types of events could have a great effect. Are there any RPGs currently out there that act out in this fashion? Woo!
I'm not quite sure what he's talking about in that fashion, because I haven't come across those in Fallout New Vegas yet.
And Red Dead sort of has different storyline events happening spontaneously. It's just that we didn't really like the story events. We didn't like the story, I think, was the problem.
I still haven't finished Red Dead yet, and I have Undead Nightmare I still need to play.
I do think that there is definitely room for being more elegant with their storytelling than what Rockstar presents.
I think their storytelling is like the most overrated part of their whole.
I think they have good style.
Yeah, but I think your complaints are valid. The whole, you go back and forth. You know, you talk to the same woman two times in a row, and she acts like you haven't been there for 3 months. Is stupid,
right?
But that's just a small. I mean, that's just leading to the feel that this is, you know, very video game.
Yeah, I just know that I'm going to have to do my 5 missions for her, and then I can go over to my 5 missions for this other guy, and then go do my 5 missions for the next guy, and it just feels like I'm doing chores for these people.
It could be set up in a more cohesive way, in a more that tells the story better, and also the characters, I think. Well, I think I hope in this LA Noir that the character is a little more serious.
I think that's part of why Mass Effect 2 worked so well.
It takes itself more seriously.
It's not even that. It's the whole, I mean, the basic story for Mass Effect 2 is recruit your team. I mean, that's the basic story. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really 80% of the game is recruiting your team.
But there's all those little sub-stories.
There's all those sub-stories. There's the loyalty missions, but you don't get that loyalty mission for that character until you recruit that character. So it's still part of the same basic plot line of recruiting your team. And the thing is, because you're recruiting a team and it's so specific to each person, you can do it in every order and it never feels disjuncted.
Right. I think the big difference is that you feel like what you're doing is true to your character.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, you're on a serious mission and you've got to really get the job done and you're going to be dealing with serious people in a serious way. And yes, there can be time for a little bit of comic relief once in a while. But in Red Dead, you know, you're dealing with these like ridiculous characters who it would be out of character for your, you know, for what was the guy's name again?
John Marston.
Yeah, it'd be very unrealistic for Marston to be dealing with these retards. Oh, I used the retard word. But, you know, with these people who are digging up dead bodies for a living. It takes you out of the game. I have high hopes for LA Noir. I think it looks really cool.
But yeah, they just need to make it cohesive where it's not that it needs
mafia.
To be linear.
Make it like Mafia. Make it like Mafia.
No one wants a game like
Mafia. Yeah, Mafia did a better job of having a cohesive storyline go through. It didn't feel as though I was just doing random missions for people. Like, it seemed like it was coming like to a point. Like, it made sense that I was doing these things.
Just don't do what Mafia did and release all the side missions as DLC. And DLC that doesn't really sort of work on its own, that would have worked much better if it was part of the main game.
I didn't need side missions in Mafia.
You didn't really need them, no. But it would be nice if you had some entertaining options in case you just didn't feel like completing the game. You know, you wanted to hang on a little bit more. Like Saints Row. Fun stuff. Let's see. Hey, Wombat. This is from Matt B. Wild. I noticed in the last CADcast you didn't reference games like L.A. Noire, which is my pick for what will be Game of the Year, or Uncharted 3, or even Gears 3. Really? You think Dead Space 2 will be up there with the ones I mentioned? I think there are just way too many games left that will be coming out this year to limit your Game of the Year of 2011 predictions to Batman, Skyrim. It's not. Why don't they make it two words?
I don't. Because they don't.
And Dead Space. What do you guys think? Shipwreck, GPD?
Well, you were.
Wombat, do you want to respond?
Well, I was saying you two were the ones who said that Dead Space.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, I just thought Dead Space would be on the list.
But yes, I agree. There are many games out coming out this year that could be Game of the Year. But if you're asking me what I'm looking forward to the most, it's probably going to be Skyrim, Dragon Age, Batman, Mass Effect 3, or whatever the new Mass Effect game that may come out this year is.
Here's the million-dollar question, Wombat. What are you looking forward to, and what I mean by that is, what do you think will be better and you will enjoy more? Skyrim or Dragon Age 2?
I think I will enjoy Dragon Age 2 more because I think BioWare does a better job with story. But...
It's
tough because Oblivion, there's no game I played more than Oblivion ever. It is my most played game time-wise in the history of Wombat's video game lifetime. I sunk in 300 hours into that game, easy. So who knows?
Right. All right. Well, I think on that bombshell, we shall wrap up the show. That's a little hat tip to Top Gear. You guys don't know that.
Is that from Throw Mama from the Train?
It's not from Throw Mama from the Train. It's from the BBC.
I don't know what you're talking about. Then we don't care.
It's a British TV show. Anyway, I want to remind everybody to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/GPD, twitter.com/Wombat5277, and twitter.com/Shipwreck. Also, please review us on iTunes. That would be great. And subscribe to us on iTunes. And we need 100,000 listeners. Wombat, when's our deadline for 100,000 listeners?
I think we can do it by August.
August?
Mm-hmm.
Very realistic goals being set right here. Also want to remind you to use GoDaddy for all your domain registration and web hosting needs. Coupon codes CAG10 gets you 10% off any order. CAG5 off 30 gets you $5 off a $30 order. And CAG domain gets you $7.49 domain registrations at GoDaddy.com. And what do we have next week for the show? You're going to another event in New York. Huh?
I have another event tomorrow for Bethesda, and then I have Sega next week.
Skyrim.
No,
or
it's not.
BioShock.
It's not. It's Brink.
Brink. Oh.
Yeah. Which I really liked at E3, and I'm really excited to see more of it tomorrow.
I'm really interested to see how you take to that game. Like, it works well in theory for you, but you're not a big online shooter guy.
It's interesting because I'm not a big online shooter, but I am a big, loot guy. And customization.
Like dress up. Yeah. You're a big dress up.
Yeah,
guy.
And this game is like 50% dress up, 50% shoot dudes in the face.
So you're a woman.
I am a woman. What do you want from me? Is that a problem for you?
Well, how would Hip Hop Gamer describe you?
He would use a word that I'm not going to.
He would use two words.
He probably would.
I showed that episode of Go Gamer. Go Gamer. Hip Hop Gamer. The what's it called? Real Girls in Gaming. Hot Girls in Gaming.
Yes.
I showed it to a friend of mine who happens to be a black man, and he was just sort of looking at it in like amazement, and just like he's like, I could make a better video than that. And then I said to him, you know what I think Hip Hop Gamer should do? It should really just
extend his arms all the way when he's doing those curls. It's driving me nuts. You got to get that full extension or you're just going to mess up your arms.
Right. So Hip Hop Gamer likes to start off the episode with him doing curls, exercising, dumbbells. And so I said it to my friend. I said, I think he should just really go all the way because he's not being ridiculous enough. My friend turned to me and said, he should be hanging fried chicken on his walls. And I said, well, yeah, basically.
That was excellent. But, join us next week where Chief says something else racially insensitive.
I didn't say it. My friend said it.
Mm-hmm.
Who's a black guy.
Uh-huh.
Are you doing this show in blackface right now, Chief?
Yeah.
Okay, we're leaving.
I'm reading white power websites on my other monitor.
Awesome.
But I think like he should be like, you know, like Borat. Like he should just be like really over the top. He should be like the whistle tip guy.
Okay.
You know the whistle tip guy?
No.
The whistles go, woo. He should be like, Killzone goes, woo. Oh, he's from New York, though.
You lost
anyhow.
His
I'm sorry. Anyhow, tune in next week. We'll see what Wombat's train runs into, and we'll hear about the Ubisoft event, and other things will happen as well. Thank you, and see you then.
Bread's done.
Astrocade, the professional video game system that gives you four-player capability, three built-in games, a calculator, and these new cartridges. Creative Crayon. Even the young can make beautiful pictures. The Incredible Wizard has a dungeon of surprises for you. You can even create your own games with Astrocade Basic, the easy computer teaching cartridge. Astrocade, the home entertainment sensation that's a personal computer, too.